Hello, Gary B. with your local and regional update, a service of the Liberty Bank at 12th and Main in Batesville, the bank that's open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe has appointed five members to the new Martin Luther King Jr. Commission, one of them a Batesville businessman who served on the previous panel, and he is Andy Montgomery, a loan officer at First Community Bank in Batesville. Montgomery was appointed along with Carolyn Blakely, Don Bland, Phil Kaplan, and Carolyn Staley. A woman who said she made a wrong turn and drove into a lake leading to the drowning of her three sons is now charged with endangering the welfare of a minor. Amber Turley of Morrilton drove into Brewer Lake northeast to Morrilton on April the 19th, and her 8, 7, and 2-year-old sons drowned in the car. Authorities say a 49-year-old Newark man was found dead Wednesday on his living room couch. Deputy Chris Tolan said Carlton Merlin Ledlow was found by neighbors who had not seen him since Tuesday. Lieutenant Brenda Biddle said foul play is not suspected, but the body was sent to the state crime lab for an autopsy, which is standard operating procedure for an unattended death. A memorial fund has been established for Ledlow at the Merchants and Planners Bank. Arkansas's Attorney General talks about double dipping. That story and more when we continue.
Every business has the same routine when it comes to making deposits. Drive to the bank, make your deposit, drive back to work. But Liberty Bank has changed all that. With Liberty's new Commercial Capture Express, you make deposits from your computer, right there in your office. It's as easy as it sounds, and your deposits post and clear faster, improving cash flow. Watch our Commercial Capture Express demo online at mylibertybank.com. That's real banking, only at Liberty Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Attorney General Dustin McDaniel is calling for an inquiry into whether some public officials are abusing the system by collecting retirement benefits and government salary at the same time. In a statement issued yesterday, McDaniel said he's asked the Arkansas Public Employee Retirement System to study the issue and recover any improperly paid benefits. McDaniel noted that some members of the APERS board are employed, yet are drawing retirement benefits. He says those members should step aside from voting on any matters involving the issue. The practice came to light last month when it was revealed some elected county officials in Garland County, the Hot Springs area, declared themselves retired by taking themselves off the payroll for a period of time, but without actually leaving office. The 30th annual Cave City Watermelon Festival moves into its second day of activity. Tonight, the headliner on entertainment is Sarah Roark and the Lockhouse Orchestra. Tomorrow brings the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast, Antique Car and Tractor Shows, Political Forum, Crystal River Bluegrass at noon, and it's Gospel Music Night at the Watermelon Festival. There are cash drawings each night of the festival. It's time to cowboy up at the Ozark Folk Center as two such concerts grace the weekend. Tonight, the Quaby Sisters with Western Swing, and tomorrow night, the famous Michael Martin Murphy, the cowboy poet of music. For tickets and more information on the World Wide Web, ozarkfolkcenter.com. And as part of activities over the Water Carnival weekend, the River City Car Club will be cruising downtown Maine in Batesville. You're invited with your antique cars to join the cruise. This local and regional update has been brought to you by Liberty Bank in Batesville, the bank with same-day posting, no matter the time of transaction. Gary B.